we take you now to the stage of the theater studio of the National Broadcasting Company in Chicago, Illinois, where Mars Incorporated presents the Dr. IQ Junior Show, the show that will give you a chance to win Mr. Snicker's treasure chest.
Mars Incorporated, makers of America's most enjoyable candy bars, presents the Dr. IQ Junior Show. Another half hour of fun with your good friend, Dr. IQ, the mental banker. We hope you enjoy this afternoon's program as much as we know you will always enjoy the taste of a Snickers candy bar. And be sure to have your pencil and paper ready in a little while, because we're going to tell all of you listening at your radios from coast to coast how to win Mr. Snickers' treasure chest. But now, here is that wise man with a friendly smile and a cash for your correct answers, Dr. IQ.
Thank you, Mr. Anthony, and good afternoon, everyone. My assistants are stationed throughout the audience with portable microphones so that our contestants can remain in their seats while answering the questions I ask from the stage. This big theater studio is packed right to the doors with a fine crowd of boys and girls, all waiting for a chance to win the shiny silver dimes and candy bars I'll give for their correct answers. And you know, all you boys and girls in the radio audience play a big part in this show, too. A little later, we're going to tell you how you and our radio audience can win big prizes in our Dr. IQ Junior Contest. Right now, though, I have some questions for the boys and girls here in the studio. You know, we're broadcasting today from the second largest city in the United States, Chicago, Illinois. Chicago is a great city for culture and for sports. It's the home of two famous baseball teams and three big professional football teams. Also, Chicago is one of the most hockey-minded cities in the United States, and many of the boys and girls here are enthusiastic fans of the popular Chicago Blackhawks. These boys and girls who live on the shores of Lake Michigan should really be smart contestants on our program, for they live right in the shadow of four great universities: Northwestern University, Loyola and DePaul Universities, and the University of Chicago. So we are happy to dedicate these first four broadcasts of the Dr. IQ Junior program to Chicago and to all the boys and girls who live in this city of sportsmanship and learning. And now, now it's time for the fun to begin. So let me introduce my assistants. John Holman, right front.
Thank you, Doctor.
George Stone, left front.
Thank you, Doctor.
Norman Barry in the right rear.
Thank you, Doctor.
And Henry Cook in the left rear.
Thank you, Doctor.
And now for our first contestant of the afternoon, we go to John Holman, right front.
I have a fifth-grade young lady, Doctor.
Fine. I'm sure you remember the story of the sailor who was shipwrecked on a desert island and lived there for some time with a servant named Friday. No help now. I'll give you 20 silver dimes if you can tell me that sailor's name.
Robinson Crusoe.
That's a box of Snickers and 20 silver dimes to that young lady.
Your name and school, please.
Carolyn Sinier. Zion Lutheran School. Grade 5.
Thank you. Congratulations. George Stone, now left front.
I have a ninth-grade young gentleman, Doctor.
You know, this is the Dr. IQ Junior program that all the boys and girls in our radio audience are listening to, and I'm Dr. IQ. Also, I'm sure that you have probably taken tests in school called IQ tests. Now, for 65 silver dimes, can you tell me what the letters IQ stand for? Can you tell me, for 65 silver dimes, what the letters IQ stand for? We can't make it. Our time's nearly up.
No, sir.
I'm sorry, intelligence quotient, but six bars of Snickers to the young gentleman just the same, and a nice hand for a nice try. He was really out there thinking. It's Norman Barry now in the right rear.
I have a third grade young lady, Doctor.
In the story of the three little pigs, you remember the big bad wolf asked each little pig to let him come in, and each little pig said, "No, not by the hair of my chinny chin chin." Now then, what did the wolf say he would do? No help, please.
He would blow his house down.
Well, and how did he say he'd do it? Now, tell me just exactly. You know, how was he going to blow the house down?
Huff and puff.
He'd huff and puff, and I'll blow your house in. That's 19 silver dimes and a box of Snickers to that young lady.
What's your name in school, please?
Barbara Robinson.
In the school?
I don't know.
That's all right, honey. You did swell. Yes, indeed.
Well, sir, it looks as if our contestants are going to win a lot of Snicker bars today, Doctor.
Yes, Alan, they are. And aren't they going to have many enjoyable moments eating those big, luscious Snickers bars?
Well, I don't know of anything more enjoyable than a Snickers candy bar. When you're hungry for something sweet, just treat yourself to the delightful taste of a Snickers candy bar. For with each bite, your teeth sink through the thick milk chocolate coating, a golden layer of smooth, creamy caramel packed with crisp, whole roasted peanuts over a soft nougat center that is richly flavored with fresh peanut butter and real malted milk. Yes, every bite of a Snickers bar is a thrilling treat, right down to the last delightful flavor that lingers in your mouth. When you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers.
Thanks, Alan. It's Henry Cook now in the left rear.
I have a fourth-grade young gentleman here, Doctor.
17 silver dimes to this young gentleman and a box of Snickers. King Midas was a very sad but a very rich man. Strangely enough, he was both sad and rich for the same reason. Now, what was that reason? What was that reason? Remember the story about King Midas? Do you?
No.
You don't? Well, everything he touched turned to gold. I'm sorry, but give him 6 Snickers bars just the same for a nice try. Yes, indeed. And here we go now to John Holtman in the right front. Okay, John Holtman.
I have a 6th-grade young gentleman, Doctor.
Now we come to the biographical feature of this program. This is a question which is going to be submitted by you boys and girls in the radio audience. But for these first 2 broadcasts, we will show you how the question works. So listen carefully to this question, and then Mr. Anthony will tell you how you may win $50 by submitting our biographical question. And now to our contestant. I'm going to give you a series of clues that should tell you who I'm talking about. If you identify the person after the first clue, I'll give you 200 silver dimes. The longer it takes you to identify the personality, the less your award will be. Are you ready for your first clue?
Yes.
Oh, fine. That's it. Just speak right up. Make a stab at it anyway, fella. Here we go. 200 silver dimes. Born in Genoa in the 15th century.
Columbus.
Wait a minute. His fame was due to a discovery far from his hometown. Now, what did you say?
Columbus.
That's 200 silver dimes for our friend. Oh, no.
Your name and school, please.
Phil Weinberg, Faith Open Charity School, Winnett, Illinois.
Thank you and congratulations. Next time, let me finish the clue if you're on this, will you? What's that, Alan, you had to say?
If you would like to submit a biography for the Dr. IQ Junior program, just send your entry plainly marked with your name, age, grade, and school to the Dr. IQ Junior Show, 155 East Walton Street, Chicago. Now, that's WALTON, Walton Street, 155 East Walton Street, Chicago. Be sure to include 1 Snickers wrapper with your entry, and be sure, too, that your envelope is plainly marked Dr. IQ Junior Show. Now, we will select the most interesting entry to make the biographical question, which we use on the air, and the winner will receive a check for $50, plus whatever amount the contestant in the studio audience fails to win when trying to identify the person described. All entries must be postmarked next week before midnight Wednesday to be eligible for the broadcast of March 20th. Entries become the property of Mars Incorporated, and the decision of the judges will be final. Each week, we have a new contest. Now, you may submit as many entries as you like, so long as each one is accompanied by a Snickers wrapper.
Thanks, Alan. And now for our next question, it's George Stone, left front.
I have an 8th-grade young lady, Doctor.
Oh, fine. Here's 29 silver dollars and a box of Snickers. If you remember all you studied about George Washington's cabinet, you will certainly be able to tell me this. Who was the United States' first Secretary of the Treasury? Who was the United States' first Secretary
of the... Alexander Hamilton.
That's 29 silver dimes and a box of Snickers for that young lady.
Your name and school, please.
Shirley Bieber, Henderson School.
Thank you. Congratulations. That's really being on the ball. Norm Barry now in right rear.
I have a 7th-grade young gentleman, Doctor.
40 silver dimes for this one and a box of Snickers. You will have to concentrate on this one. It's a real teaser. Now, we all know the old saying about how many lives a cat is supposed to have. Now then, if 2 cats each had twice as many lives as they are supposed to, how many lives would they have?
18.
Oh, they'd have 36. I'm sorry, but give him a nice hand and 6 Snickers bars for a nice try. That's all right. And now, boys and girls, we come to that very special treat, our weekly presentation of the Dr. IQ Mystery Players. I have on the stage here with me the stars of today's play, chosen just before our broadcast, Barbara Beck and Tom Gilmore, who came up here from our studio audience to play these roles. Barbara and Tom will star in an exciting mystery about that famous detective, Nick Smarter, and his pretty secretary, Patsy Bowenara. Nick Smarter, you know, is a good friend of that other great detective, Nick Carter, master detective. After our little drama, the studio audience, you boys and girls right here, will pick the better of our two great actors, Barbara or Tom. Now, this is how the winner will be chosen. I have here on the stage beside me, for the benefit of our radio audience, a big applause meter with a large dial face, which is facing our audience. As I hold my hand over the head of each of our stars, after the play is over, the sound of the applause for each one will be measured and shown by the big red hand on the applause meter. The winner will receive a shiny, new, genuine Schwinn-built bicycle. And to the second prize winner, Mars Incorporated will send a box of 24 Snickers bars every month for a year. And now, on with the play.
Presenting Dr. IQ's 3 Minute Mystery. Nick Smarter and the case of the troublesome trombone player. Nick Smarter, the great detective, sits in his office in the old brownstone mansion at the corner of 4th and a Quarter. Nearby, his trusty secretary, Patsy Bowenara, is filing her nails. She files them in the file under N, of course. Meanwhile, Nick is engaged in a knotty problem.
Patsy. Yes, Nick. What's a three-letter word meaning cat? Oh, dear. A three-letter word meaning cat? It might be cat, of course, but... I'll get it. Good. I'm worn to a frazzle. Nick Smarter speaking. What's a three-letter word meaning cat? I mean, where are you at? Tell me and I'll jump into my 42-cylinder, 2,000-horsepower convertible and solve your mystery, or my name isn't Nick Smarter. Nick, it isn't. Yes, it is. The trombone player has been murdered at Symphony Hall. Come on, Patsy. We're on our way. All right, where's the body?
Right there, Mr. Smarter. If you aren't careful, you'll step on it.
Who are you?
I'm...
Don't tell me. You're the leader of the orchestra here in Symphony Hall.
Yes,
this trombone player's been killed. Nick, how did you know? Because he's dead. Oh, Nick, you're so wonderful. He was stabbed in the nose by this poison dart. But it's so small. He has a small nose. Now, let me see.
Mr. Smarter.
Maestro, who's that man there?
Why, he's Cyril Clearnote, the flute player.
So, Cyril Clearnote, eh? Well, Clearnote, you may as well confess.
What for and who are you?
I'm Nick Smarter.
Smarter than who?
Cleverness won't get you out of this, Cyril Clearnote. You killed that trombone player whose name, according to his wallet, which I have just examined, was Basil Blowhard.
Basil Blowhard? Just a big bag of wind.
But, Nick... How did Cyril Clearnote kill Basil Blowhard? He killed him by blowing that poison dart out of his flute.
That is a lie, Smarter.
No, Cyril Clearnote, it's the truth. You killed Basil Blowhard because you sat in back of you in the orchestra. You killed him because he kept poking you in the back of your neck with his trombone.
Yes, I did it. For 52 years, he poked me in the back of my neck with his trombone, and I finally lost my patience.
All right, Clearnote, come along. Oh, Nick. You are Smarter.
Hey, just a minute. It's Basil Blowhard.
He's not dead? See here, Basil Blowhard. I've solved this case. It's closed. You were shot with a poison dart. You're dead.
Maybe I was shot, but I'm not dead.
Why not?
Because I always eat my spinach. That's why I've got a strong constitution.
Right now, there they are, and it's up to our studio audience to really judge. Now, first, we'll, in deference to the fair sex, let's have your applause registered on our applause meter for Barbara. Come over on this side, Tom. Here we go. All right. Okay, hold it a minute now, and how about Tom Gilmore? Now, let's... Like Tom has our Schwinn-built bicycle. Congratulations to you, fella. And Barbara, you get a box of Snickers honey for every month in this next year. Our sincere congratulations to you both. Give them a nice hand. Come on. There you go. Okay. It's on with our show now. Henry Cook in the left rear. Go ahead, Henry.
I have a ninth grade young lady, Doctor.
Fine. A box of Snickers goes with these 20 dimes. I know you've read a lot about the United Nations, so this will be easy for you. I will give you 20 silver dimes if you can tell me the name of the Secretary General of the United Nations, and 49 silver dimes if you can tell me both his name and the country from which he comes.
Could you repeat the question?
I'll be happy to. Just as we say on Monday night, getting a plug in for that. Here we go. All right. I know you've read a lot about the United Nations, so this will be easy for you. I'll give you 20 silver dimes if you can tell me the name of the Secretary General of the United Nations, and 49 silver dimes if you can tell me both his name and the country from which he comes. Go right ahead. Didn't read your Newsweek or Time in Life last week, did you? Huh? Or did you?
I'm sorry, I don't know it.
Oh, it's Trygve Lee, and he's from Norway. But for a nice try, give the young lady 6 bars of Snickers and a nice hand just the same. Our show's moving right along. It's John Holtman now in the right front. Go ahead, John.
I have a 6th grade young lady, Doctor.
27 dimes and a box of Snickers for this one. March 12th is the 36th birthday of Girl Scouting in the United States. I know that you know that the Girl Scouts are members of an international organization, but do you know in how many countries besides ours there are Girl Scout organizations? Would you say 18, 60, or 102?
60.
You'd say 60? Is that what you said? 60?
Yes.
That's 27 dimes and a box of Snickers to that young lady.
Your name and school, please?
Barbara Cunningham, Central School.
Oh, fine. Congratulations. George Dunn now in the left front.
I have a 4th grade young gentleman here, Doctor.
I'll give you 20 silver dimes in that box of Snickers if you can fill in the blanks in this sentence. Now, follow me. We should always cross the street at the blank, and we should look ways before crossing.
Corner both ways.
Corner and both ways. That's exactly 20 silver dimes in a box of Snickers to that young gentleman.
Your name and school, please.
Hadley Beaver, St. Oatmeal High School.
Thank you very much. Congratulations, Norman Barry, now in the right rear.
I have a 5th grade young lady, Doctor.
Fine. Now, here is a little trick question, very much like our Monday night monument to memory. We call this our junior twister. If you can repeat this little thought twister after me exactly as I say it, I will give you a $35 merchandise certificate from that famous Chicago department store, Marshall Field and Company. Now then, listen carefully as I give you the statement, for I can say it only once. I cannot repeat this statement. Now, are you ready for the junior twister? Are you all ready for the junior twister?
Yes.
Okay. Everybody very quiet. I cannot repeat this. Here we go. Shoes can be tied when they're untied. Shoes, when they're tied, can be untied.
Shoes can be tied when they're untied. Shoes can be untied when they're tied.
Oh, I'm sorry. That last line is shoes when they're tied can be untied. But give her 6 bars of Snickers and a nice hand just the same for a wonderful trial at 12. Okay, Henry Cook now in the left rear.
I have a 3rd grade young gentleman, Doctor.
10 silver dimes to that young gentleman and a box of Snickers. Here we go. In the rhyme about Simple Simon, why wouldn't the pieman give Simple Simon a pie?
Because he didn't have a penny.
Because he didn't have a penny. That's 10 silver dimes for that young gentleman. And a box of Snickers.
Your name and school, please.
Gregory School, Gershon Mayer.
Wonderful. I'll be back in a minute with more questions and the rules for winning Mr. Snickers' treasure chest. But right now, here's Mr. Anthony.
Say, you know, Doctor, a wonderful way to spend a few spare moments in the afternoon while you're hungry is with a Snickers candy bar. For as an afternoon snack or as a dessert, there is nothing that tastes quite so good as a Snickers bar. You enjoy every luscious bite of a Snickers bar from the moment the crisp wrapper first crackles open in your hand, and you taste that rare combination of the thick milk chocolate coating, the golden layer of smooth, creamy caramel packed with crisp, whole roasted peanuts, and the soft nougat center so abundantly flavored with fresh peanut butter and real malted milk. All melt together in each enjoyable mouthful to give you that rare taste blend you will find only in Snickers. When you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers.
Thanks, Alan. It's John Holtman now, right front.
I have an eighth grade young gentleman, doctor.
Fine. I see you're having a little difficulty there. We'll give you a little try. That's 17 dimes in a box of Snickers. Now, look, Bing Crosby co-stars with Bob Hope in a new movie called The Road to Rio. 3 years ago, Bing Crosby appeared with Barry Fitzgerald in another movie, a famous Academy Award picture. Can you tell me the name of that picture?
Going My Way.
That's 17 dimes in a box of Snickers to that young gentleman.
Your name and school, please?
Edward Emick, Bennett School.
Oh, fine. Is that all you want to say?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I just want to be sure. Just want to be certain. Here we go. George Stone now left front.
I have a fifth grade young lady here, doctor.
Okay, now we come to another famous Dr. IQ feature. You know, on our Monday night program, we have a question called the famous quotations question. Well, we have a famous quotations question on this program, too. And now, I'm going to give you a famous quotation. If you can tell me the author, I will give you 100 silver dimes. If you cannot tell me who said these words, next week's famous quotations award will be 200 dimes. Now, are you ready for the quotation?
Yes.
Oh, thus be it ever, when free men shall stand between their loved homes and the war's desolation, blessed with victory and peace, may the heaven-rescued land praise the power that hath made and preserved us a nation. Who wrote those lines?
I don't know.
Oh, that's Francis Scott Key from the Star Spangled Banner. But give her those six Snickers bars and a nice hand just the same. Yeah, that was a little tough since it's the last stanza of the Star Spangled Banner. Not too many of us are familiar with it, or rather, should I say, as familiar as we should be. Here's Norm Barry now in the right rear.
I have a sixth grade young gentleman, Doctor.
21 silver dimes for this one and a box of Snickers. Who is now the honorary president of the Boy Scouts of America? No help, please. Who is now the honorary president of the Boy Scouts of America?
I don't know.
Oh, it's President Truman. I'm sorry, but six Snickers bars to the young gentleman just the same. And a hand for admitting that he didn't know, but I'll bet he'll know the next time. And it's Henry Cook now left rear.
I have an eighth grade young lady, Doctor.
33 dimes for this one. If you were to travel from here to the Hawaiian Islands, would you see any of the islands that used to be called the Sandwich Islands?
Yes.
Yes, you would. The Hawaiian Islands themselves used to be called the Sandwich Islands. That's 33 dimes and a box of Snickers to that young lady. And there she is applauding for herself. I can see it right from there.
Your name and school, please.
Patricia Marie Poole, St. Paul the Cross School, Park Ridge.
Thank you very much. Congratulations, John Holtman, now right front.
I have a ninth grade young lady, Doctor.
61 dimes for this one. In France, students say un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq. In Spain, they say una, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco. Now then, how do we say the same thing in English?
One, two, three, four, five.
That's 61 dimes to that young lady.
Your name and school, please.
Roberta Dieber, Lim Zoom High School.
Thank you very much. Congratulations. Here it is. Your chance to win Mr. Snickers' treasure chest.
Our mythical friend, Mr. Snickers, is on a voyage around the world, filling up two big treasure chests, one for a boy and one for a girl.
To win these treasure chests, you must tell Mr. Snickers where he is going. You can easily win Mr. Snickers' treasure chest. This week, the boy's treasure chest already contains a beautiful, new, genuine Schwinn-built bicycle.
The newest 19-volume, $2 million edition of the World Book Encyclopedia, the one that's used in schools, homes, and libraries.
And the girl's treasure chest contains a beautiful, new Schwinn-built girl's
bicycle. And a lifelike F&B Didi doll.
And the complete 19-volume set, $2 million edition of World Book Encyclopedia, new from cover to cover.
Now, each week on this program, we will read Mr. Snickers' sealed orders in code, telling him where he is to go. Now, all you have to do is decode the four places Mr. Snickers is going to visit and send us the names of these places along with your description of what you think Mr. Snickers looks like to the Dr. IQ Junior Show, 155 East Walton Street, Chicago, Illinois. Now, Mr. Snickers is such a great traveling man that we have never seen him, and we want to know what he looks like. So be sure to send us your ideas. Descriptions will be judged on aptness and originality.
Don't forget to have those words Junior Show on the envelope, because I'd hate to have your entry lost among some of my other mail.
Yes, and be sure your entry contains one Snickers wrapper and your name, age, grade, and school. And now, Dr. IQ, do you have Mr. Snickers' sealed orders for this week?
Yes, Alan, I have them right here. Are you ready for your secret orders, Mr. Snickers? Remember to write these down. You are to proceed at once to the Port of Pepper. Then, see the middle of the earth. And finally, visit both states which contain the river that is far, far away.
Now, you see how it's done? All you have to do is translate the names of the four places Dr. IQ just told Mr. Snickers to visit. Now, for example, if we told Mr. Snickers to visit the Empire State, you'd tell us he was going to New York. Get the idea? Now, let Dr. IQ repeat Mr. Snickers' sealed orders.
You are to proceed at once to the Port of Pepper. Then, see the middle of the earth. And finally, visit both states that contain the river that is far, far away.
Just decode the names of these places Mr. Snickers is to visit and send them along with your description of what you think Mr. Snickers looks like to the Dr. IQ Junior Show, 155 East Walton Street, Chicago. Descriptions will be judged on their originality and aptness.
All right, and if no one decodes this week's orders, Mr. Snickers will add more beautiful treasures to his treasure chest before he receives his sealed orders over this program next week.
All entries for this week's treasure chest contest must be postmarked before midnight, Monday, March 8th, and they must contain a Snickers wrapper and be plainly marked with your name, age, grade, and school. In case of ties, duplicate prizes will be awarded. Entries become the property of Mars Incorporated, and the decision of the judges will be final.
And now, on with our regular show, it's George Stone, left front.
I have a fifth grade, young gentleman, doctor.
You know, of course, that George Washington was our first president. Now, I will pay you 12 silver dimes if you can tell me the name of our second president, and 41 silver dimes if you can name both our second and third presidents.
James Adams and Thomas Jefferson.
Well, you said James Adams. I'm going to accept that. It's John Adams. That's 41 silver dimes and a box of Snickers to our friend there.
Can I have your name and school, please?
Robert Baker, St. Owen School.
Fine, fella. You're right on the ball there. Norm Barry, right rear now.
I have a fourth grade young lady, doctor.
19 silver dimes for this one. 2 plus 2, you know, equals 4. Now, 2 times 2 also equals 4. Now then, what does 2 minus 2 equal?
4.
Oh, it's nothing, or 0, but 6 Snickers bars just the same for a nice try and a hand just the same. And here we have time for Henry Cook over here, left rear.
I have a 7th grade young gentleman, doctor.
40 silver dimes for this one. Indigo is a plant which the early southern colonists raised to make a dye to color their clothes. As a result, the word indigo has come to mean a certain color. Now, can you tell me what this color is?
It's sort of
Yes? Go on.
A purple? Green?
Purple what? You were so
blue?
Well, I don't know how you did it, but you stumbled right into it. That's 40 dimes to our friend there. It's blue. That's it.
Your name and school, please.
Thomas Gallagher, Visitation.
Thank you very much, and congratulations. Well, it's been a lot of fun, you know, boys and girls, starting this new Dr. IQ Junior Show, and it's all thanks to you. We'll be with you next week. At the same time on Saturday, over NBC. Meantime, don't forget, Mr. Snickers, get those thinking caps set. And again, thanks. Right now, here's Mr. Anthony.
The Dr. IQ Junior Show, sponsored by Mars Incorporated, makers of America's most enjoyable candy bars, will be heard next Saturday afternoon from the stage of the theater studio of the National Broadcasting Company in Chicago, Illinois, over these same stations and at the same time. Now, don't miss our Monday night Dr. IQ program and that gay half-hour play tonight on Curtain Time, both sponsored by Mars Incorporated on many of these stations and over this same network. This is Alan C. Anthony speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.